The Security Council has strongly condemned the recent abduction of UN peacekeepers in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights by Syrian insurgents. The Council has also expressed grave concern over the growing number of abductions of UN peacekeepers in the area. On Wednesday, insurgents briefly abducted several UN peacekeepers in the Golan Heights. The peacekeepers, mostly Filipinos, were released unharmed hours later. The incident came just days after four other UN peacekeepers who'd been held hostage for almost a week were released. In March, Syria insurgents abducted 21 peacekeepers and released them 5 days later. Joining us via Skype from Berkeley is political commentator Ralph Schonman to discuss this further. Mr. Schonman, now, as we see, the UN Security Council has condemned this abduction. However, the veto-wielding member of the UN, the U.S., continues to support these very insurgents who are abducting UN peacekeepers. What do you make of that?
Well, after all, what we're seeing here is a coordinated and continued operation overseen by the United States, the intelligence services of the United States, and those of Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Turkey and the NATO countries under the direction of U.S. intelligence. This is an attempt to dismantle the Syrian state and to target the Syrian government for removal in order to succeed in dismantling Syria and replicating what they have done in Libya and what they intend to do in Iran. This has to be seen in a very specific context. A series of events are taking place. The use of chemical weapons and sarin gas by the insurgents, so-called, the mercenaries, which are then imputed to the regime itself, to the government itself. All this is taking place as Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron met in Washington to escalate their campaign for direct intervention and war in Syria, and not only in Syria, but beyond that throughout the region. They pledged to increase the flow of weapons to the very al-Nusra and Islamic militias that are being promoted by the U.S. intelligence services and by the Saudis and the Turks and the Qataris and so on, which has been the modus operandi of this intervention from the beginning. They are promoting a bloody proxy war in Syria with a series of lies. The raids on Turkey, which were first imputed to the Syrian government, are now been acknowledged to have been those of the mercenaries themselves. Proposals aired in recent weeks include imposition of a no-fly zone to destroy Syria's air force and air defenses and direct use of U.S. forces, which are currently in Jordan. We see a very closely coordinated and escalated undertaking on the part of the United States with Israel, of course, in coordination with them and with the United Kingdom and with their surrogates through the Gulf Emirates and Saudi Arabia. The meeting between Obama and Cameron came during a flurry of negotiations to facilitate a U.S.-led war against Syria. The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with Obama in the White House, and again, Erdogan pressed for war in Syria, and the United States is facilitating that.
Netanyahu is going to Russia to attempt to... Mr. Schonman, let me interrupt you there, then. Looking at the context which you've just outlined for our viewers here, then this condemnation of the UN Security Council is a mere PR campaign.
Well, unfortunately, the United Nations, as we are well aware, is under the effective control of the imperialist countries. It's funded thereby, and the major countries that determine policy for the United Nations are those of the capitalist and imperialist states themselves. So consequently, when you have this fig leaf of independent observation subject to kidnapping and this and that, you have only a token opposition on the part of the United Nations. There is no demand for a cessation on the part of the intervention, imperial aggressive intervention to overthrow a sovereign state. Whatever the disagreements and the disaffections of sectors of the population in Syria from the regime of al-Assad, that has absolutely nothing to do with the agenda of imperialism, which seizes on any opportunity to dismantle regimes, to dismantle the countries themselves, and to impose, as we've seen across the region, control over resources and fragmentation of the population and its sovereign control over its national boundaries and its resources. This is the constant agenda of war and depredation that is ongoing with pretexts deployed and mercenaries at their disposal, and the United Nations provides a fig leaf of legitimacy with verbal combination punctuating the support for the essential operation.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Political commentator Ralph Shahnman joining us from Berkeley via Skype. Mr. Shahnman, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.